We support anyone who's got congenital heart disease. Congenital means obviously you're born with it. We're based at the Leeds General Infirmary, and we support the Leeds Congenital Heart Unit at the Leeds General Infirmary. And we provide them with equipment, resources, training, research, and we get, you know, enormous support from the families and children who are involved who have got the disease.
Yeah.
We're become a bit of an institution in Yorkshire, I think. Really, we punch above our weight. We're a small team of only eight.
Oh wow!
Yeah. There's not many of us, but we do an awful lot. But we couldn't do anything without our supporters. You know, we're beholden to their support, and because of the horrible nature of this disease, which isn't unfortunately going anywhere, we've got a constant supply of people who are happy to tell their stories to us and to help us promote, you know, the care of the disease, our charity, and trying to help the people of Yorkshire who've got it.
It must be on the one hand working for a charity like this. We've spoken to a few charities over the last couple of weeks that have come in and that we'd met at By Yorkshire, and on the one hand it must be, you know, incredibly rewarding to do work like this, but also pretty harrowing as well.
Well, it can be. I mean, I'm as the marketing manager. We've got a quarterly magazine that we send out to our supporters, and it's often got supporter stories in it, and sometimes it is quite harrowing. We've covered a little baby that died in recent months as well, and you know, the picture isn't always a happy ending. You know, that's the reality of the situation. But yes, it is a rewarding job, and the fact we're based at Leeds General Infirmary gives us enormous differential, really, because we can go and meet the families. We can go to the ward on a daily basis, which we often do. We can talk to the supporters as they're going through you know, the most dreadful times, hopefully, of their lives. We build up strong relationships with them, and it is an incredibly rewarding job. But the first time I went to the ward, it took my breath away, really. You see very small babies with tubes and, you know, just had open heart surgery, and as you can imagine, it takes your breath away what you see. But the strength that comes from that, from the families, is incredible. A lot of them just want to kind of reach out and give back as a result of what they've been given. We try and harness that as much as possible to get money in and further enhance cardiac care.
Yeah. That giving back, is that also helping them deal with the grief if they've had a baby that they have lost? And again, do you sort of help them through that grieving process as well?
Yeah, I mean, as a charity, we fund a lot of different things, really. We, up until recently, we actually funded a psychologist on the ward who could sit down with the families and help them out with what's going on, really, because it's not just obviously the patient that's affected, it's the whole family network, it's siblings, it's, you know, the parents, it's grandparents, anyone affiliated to the person going through it is affected. And as a charity, we try and look at it holistically, I guess, and we often frame it actually as we look after the heart, the mind, the family, and the future. And by the heart, I mean that we supply medical equipment that actually, you know, keeps people alive and monitors how they are on the ward. The mind, in the sense of providing psychologists, as we talked about, and distraction equipment on the ward, because a lot of occasions children, it's not always babies, children who've realized they've got CHD a bit later on in life, they come on the ward and they're there for weeks, if not months, you know, and it can get quite boring on the
wall. Sure, yeah, sure.
And so we provide things like iPads and books, distraction equipment. There's a couple of amazing ladies called play specialists who are employed to keep them updated clinically, but also to keep them distracted and put some fun into their, you know, into their lives on the ward. So we supply kind of craft materials, and there's a fish tank, which is quite an important part of the ward, in the sense that after open heart surgery, we sometimes ask the kids, you know, just walk to the fish, then walk back to your bed. It's almost seen as a kind of a challenge, because they're often still quite poorly. And we've got this fish tank that we maintain, and the fish has become a bit of a celebrity on the ward.
And like you say, you're a charity, even though you're based in LGI, you are a charity. So yes. Is it 100% funding that you have to raise just to keep going?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we're lucky that it's such an emotive charity that we get a lot of help from corporates in the area. We've got a couple of corporate managers who go out there and appeal to local businesses. We've had enormous help from lots of Yorkshire businesses. As you well know, Yorkshire folk are very very big-hearted, if you excuse the pun. Mm-hmm. Very big-hearted group of people, aren't they? And we've received fantastic help over the years from local businesses, and long may that continue. But not just corporates, say families get involved, schools. Our big event of the year is called Wear Red Day, and that happens every February. And we ask people, groups, schools, businesses, to wear red one day a year. Then they go out and raise funds for us, and we've raised, you know, we typically raise tens of thousands of pounds on that one day every year. But we also do lots of events as well. Just this weekend we did an It's a Knockout event at Roundhay Park, actually, which was quite eventful. But it was, you know, it was brilliant. We had 10 teams there. I was in the team. I managed to get through unscathed.
Right.
There were two minor injuries, but everyone's okay. And we've raised about £6,500. We haven't taken our overheads out of that yet, but the final total's not been announced yet. Money's still coming in.
Yeah.
But these events are not only great for raising money, they're also brilliant sort of awareness raisers for us, you know, in the press get behind us, and they're great things to talk about, you know, people around a park, loads of visitors there, you know, people wandering past and stuff. Mm. And we do all sorts of events during the year, and people, you know, do the Great North Run for us, they'll do the local 10Ks, they'll do half marathons, they'll do the Three Peaks. All sorts of things through the year to help us out.
It is quite amazing. So if people are sort of listening to this and they're thinking, you know, something like this has affected our lives, you know, maybe we want to help out in some way, how can they do that?
The best way is, first port of call is probably to go to our website, which is www.chsf.org.uk. And on there you'll find lots of fundraising help. Lots of contact details of anyone you need to speak to, including myself, if you want just a general overview or just for a chat. As I say, my name's Andy McNally, and I'm the marketing manager. You'll find my number and my email on there. Just feel free to give me a buzz anytime. If you want to help, I can direct you to the best person. We're also at the moment looking for volunteers to help us out at our events. We've got a magnificent 2-year charity partnership with Yorkshire County Cricket, actually, at the moment.
Oh, right, brilliant.
Yeah, and with that, where they invite us to the home matches at Headingley, and we can go along and, you know, raise awareness of our charity through that. And they also, you know, do a good job of promoting us through their own channels. The Yorkshire Cricket, some of the Yorkshire Cricket guys came to the ward a few months ago to lend their support, and you know, they were really moved by what they saw. But it's great to be involved in this charity. I've come from I haven't come from a charity background. I've come from a journalistic background, but I can use my skills in this, and it's a brilliant charity to be involved with.
Yeah, superb. Just once again, give us the website that people can go and find out a little bit more about it, Andy.
Sure. So the website is www.chsf.org.uk.
Wonderful stuff. Andy, thank you so much for coming in this morning. Really, really nice to chat to you. And good luck. You're doing some spectacular work. It really, really is. All the charities we've had in over the last couple of weeks are doing just unbelievable work. And, you know, I honestly take my hat off to you. So thanks very much for popping in and chatting to us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to chat to you.